Could Vicks Vapor Rub cure depression? Dr. Lee Richardson, brain health coach and consultant and founder of the Brain Performance Center, spoke with Newsline about a new study that finds smells could help people with depression. Smells really do bring you back and stir memories. Can you explain how this works really in relation to depression?
Well, it's interesting because I've had a personal experience with smell. I lost my sense of smell after a head injury. And I can tell you when I got it back, it certainly was, I was so happy. And the way that it works is your sense of smell has a direct connection in your brain, more so than any other sense that you have. And it really goes straight to the amygdala. And that's what controls that fight, flight, or freeze mode. But it also controls how you direct your attention. And what the study found was those, now this is the interesting part. Some people reported that Vicks Vapor Rub made them, smelling that made them feel happy. I'm not quite there, but some people were. And just that direct smell stimulating the brain really did increase your happiness. You know, when you think about lavender and orange, yes, but when you think about shoe polish and some of the things that were in their sample mix, it was an interesting experience.
Right. So it's kind of a focus shift, but how does that reaction hold then? If you shift focus and you do feel happy for a time thinking about a memory, is there a way to hang on to that then in the fight against depression?
Well, the way I look at it, you're shifting that brain into a regulated state, and that's where that brain wants to be. And, you know, the study did not say, okay, they're going to have to keep sniffing for, you know, once a week for 10 weeks, but it just talked about the impact that it had initially. And I think once you can create a change on the subconscious level, and when I say subconscious, I mean tickling that amygdala to wake up, then you can work it on a conscious level. And maybe you do that with counseling or coaching or journaling or just exercising your senses. The most power we have is our ability to touch and smell and hear and feel and see. And if you start tapping into those senses, I firmly believe you can build on them.
All right. Now, several dozen people took part in the study, I believe, right? And all sorts of different products were sampled, like you mentioned, lavender, vanilla extract, whiskey, wine, shoe polish, all sorts of things. What smells did you find were the most effective in calming people and helping them in this fight against depression?
Well, it's interesting because they did not specify. I mean, I made my own assumptions. And because lavender is very calming to the central nervous system. And even if you apply it to your skin, you know, it tends to calm the body down. So my assumptions would be it's the natural products that were the most calming. Again, I'm still not sure how Vicks Vapor Rub made it. But, you know, a lot of people may have very loving memories of somebody applying Vicks Vapor Rub to their chest when they were ill.
Happy childhood memories, probably right. Dr. Lee Richardson, brain health coach and consultant, and the founder of the Brain Performance Center. Thanks for speaking with us on Newsline.